This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, this is the Catholic Couch. This show is run by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group, and we'll dive into life's big, small, and sometimes ridiculous questions.
There's nothing better than piling up into a large, soft couch to hang out. Don't miss out. Come join us on the couch for a chat.
Kia ora, welcome to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Today you're here with me, Rain, and it's just me today. And that's partly because it's a public holiday and partly because this weekend we had confirmation camp, which means everybody is at home feeling shattered. Confirmation camp was awesome and I'll tell you a little bit about that in a while. But firstly, we're going to listen to a song. This was one of our songs that we had at confirmation camp during our worship evening, and it's called Reckless Love by Corey Ashbury.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so good. Kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No
old shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Today you're here listening to Rain, and I'm going to share with you a little bit about confirmation camp. So we were away on camp this weekend with all the participants of the confirmation program and also the junior leaders. And we were so fortunate with the weather, really blessed. Given that there was, you know, hurricanes, tornadoes, very, very poor weather for the whole week leading up to camp, and even it was raining Friday morning as well, and we had all these like backup contingency plans for what to do if there was really bad weather. But Friday night was beautiful, and we had a really awesome bonfire. One of the parishioners collected us some awesome bits of wood, like really, really big bits of wood, and we had a massive bonfire. It was like so hot that we had to couldn't even sit in the seating area around the fire for a bit until it died down, and we had to wait till kind of the very end of the bonfire to be able to roast marshmallows. But waiting was it made the marshmallows so much better. But we had the best camp songs, including Dancing Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody, and some awesome chats, and it was just really beautiful to be at the bonfire under the stars on Friday night. We talked a lot at the confirmation camp about the Holy Spirit, because confirmation is a pretty integral part of confirmation, because when you're confirmed, you're anointed with the chrism oil and you are sealed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So we talked about the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Holy Spirit and the charisms of the Holy Spirit. And it was even the feast day of Pentecost on Sunday at camp, so it was very Holy Spirit saturated. We had an awesome time of worship and adoration. We had reconciliation and prayer ministry teams. We had some messy games and a water slide. We even got into the lake, which was freezing but deeply refreshing. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. And then we ended Saturday night with a massive disco, which was so fun. It was so fun. And partied it into the night. But everyone was super, super awesome, went into their cabins and had chats in their cabins instead of running around outside all night, so that was great. and we had a really, really lovely family mass to end camp. And so many of our families and our sponsors for confirmation came to camp. It was packed. It was so packed that we had to put out some cushions and make people sit on cushions because there weren't enough chairs. And we couldn't all fit in the dining room for lunch, but that was such a blessing. It was so awesome to have so much support from families and parishioners for camp. And we had some really, really fantastic parents that cooked us some super delicious food for the whole of camp. And some who came out on Saturday night and stayed the night to help like get people into bed, and they didn't get a lot of sleep, so such a gift to have them. And we had some fantastic guest speakers from Wellington and around the place, and an awesome worship team who came and led worship for us as well. So overall, I would give Confirmation Camp a solid 10 out of 10, even higher maybe, like 12 out of 10. Something like that. It was awesome. It was really awesome. So I hope everybody else had as much fun as I did. So I thought we'd do episode 2 of Stories and Saints today. And the first story I have for you is actually a story of childlike faith, which is cool because I think that we talked a bit about this at confirmation, but I didn't tell the story. So I think Andy talked about having faith like a child or childlike faith, and that's kind of like an expectant faith. And children ask lots of questions and they have higher expectations of God than often we do as adults, where we like think about, oh, I'll pray for this, but you know, it's not really likely to happen. So I was walking home with my nephew one day. He had been at an early childhood centre, and I was walking him home, and I was living in Wellington at the time, in Karori, and it was like a next level windy Wellington day. It was very windy. It was like quite stormy. We were walking home, and he had like quite a large date scone in his lunchbox that he wanted to finish eating. And so he got it out of his lunchbox, but it was like a little bit crumbly. And bits of it kept kind of like blowing away in the wind as he was eating it. And he was like, Auntie Rain, can you make the wind stop? And I was like, no. I was like, no, sorry, buddy. I can't make the wind stop. Maybe we could eat the scone when you get home. And he was like, no. And I was like, well, you could ask God to make the wind stop, because he's more likely to be able to stop the wind than I am. And so he just said this little, he was like, please God, make the wind stop so I can eat my scone. And I'm not even kidding, it just like dead calm, no wind. And he was like, thanks God, and kept eating his scone. And I was like, what the heck? I was like walking behind him, probably with my mouth open, like, what on earth is happening? And he's just like, keeps walking merrily along his way home, eating his scone, happy as anything. And no, he had total expectation that God could stop the wind so that he could eat his scone. Totally, casually, like, thanks God, that's great, you listen to me. No, like, surprise from him at all. We walked in the door of the house and the wind started again. And it was, like, so windy that day that clothes blew off our washing line and into the Karori Wildlife Sanctuary, Zealandia, which I'm sure they didn't appreciate our clothes, but that's how windy it was. And for a whole 15 minutes, it was dead still. I learned a big lesson that day in childlike faith, and the fact that I had no expectation at all that God would stop the wind. But this four-year-old had every expectation that A, it was possible for God to stop the wind, and B, that there was no good reason why he wouldn't stop the wind. It was incredible. I still think about it and I'm like, when I'm praying for something that I don't quite expect will happen, and then I'm like, wait a second, I've seen this happen before. Like, come on, rain. Pray with expectancy. So I'm going to play another song that we played at camp during worship, and the song is called Like Incense.
Oh God, you are mine.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, and you're here today with me, Rain, and we're doing an episode about stories and saints. And so I'd like to share with you the story of a saint, almost saint. His name is Blessed Carlo Acutis, and he was only 15 when he passed away from leukemia. And Cecilo talked to us about him at camp. He was English born and grew up in Italy and was an amateur computer programmer who is best known for documenting a website about Eucharistic miracles, which we also talked a bit about at confirmation camp. So I reckon you guys should look up Eucharistic miracles. They're pretty amazing. He was noted for his cheerfulness. He was a bit of a prankster. He loved soccer and playing computer games. And he had a deep devotion to his Catholic faith and for the Eucharist. And his greatest dream in life was to be close to Jesus, which is pretty incredible considering his young age. And I think he's pretty awesome, pretty amazing. And we've only got a few more minutes of the show today, so I'd like to talk a bit about what's coming up, what's happening. It's obviously a public holiday today, so I hope you guys are enjoying your day off around the country, having a good rest, doing some fun stuff. Hopefully you've had a good weekend and a bit of a break from the awful weather. Coming up this week, we don't have a confirmation session this week because we'll still be in camp recovery mode. But we will be back next week on Tuesday evening for our next confirmation session. And there will be youth group in school at Francis Douglas on Thursday at lunchtime. And junior youth group, Shine Junior Youth Group at St. Joseph's Hall on Sunday from 4 till 5, and Illuminate Senior Youth Group on at St. Joseph's Hall on Sunday from 6:30 till 8:30. And obviously many masses on Sunday that you can go to, but I'll probably be at 5:30 p.m. mass. I think that might be everything that's happening this week. Yep, I think that's it. I have a very quick story to finish us off. So I'm like a little bit well known for having injuries, but this was like a particularly fun injury that was totally unnecessary. I decided that I wanted to save money by rollerblading from the train station in Wellington to the hospital for a diabetic appointment instead of like catching the bus or walking. And so I was on my rollerblades just down the road from the hospital. Like, I almost made it, guys. I almost made it without any issues. And unfortunately, I came off my rollerblades, skidded along the ground, ripped out my eyebrow piercing and my lip ring, and went to the ED department and was like, can I please have an ice pack because I'm actually going to my appointment in like the other end of the hospital. So they gave me an ice pack. But the next day, I actually caught the overnight bus that night to Auckland. I had a meeting with the US Embassy to get a visa to go to America for a youth ministry conference. And so I turned up and I had like a swollen lip, a black eye, and like scrapes down my face. And I swear they thought I was like fleeing an abuse situation or something. The guy was like, are you okay? And I was like, oh yeah, I just fell over on my rollerblades. So they did give me a visa, guys. It's all right. I actually did take a medical note from my diabetic doctor saying that I'd fallen over, just in case they were like seriously concerned about that, along with his note saying that my diabetes was well managed and I wasn't going to like end up in the hospital system in America and not be able to come home, which is what was stopping me getting a visa. So I went to the States and it was great, and I'll probably tell you about that youth ministry conference or convention another time, but for now we're going to see you next week on the Catholic Couch. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening and have a great week.
Thanks for listening to the Catholic Couch by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group. If you enjoyed this show, you can find it as a podcast on the Access Radio Taranaki website, Spotify, and Apple Podcast.
If you want to know more about or get involved in our youth group, check out Illuminate Youth NP on Instagram. That's Illuminate with the number 8. The Catholic Parish of New Plymouth on Facebook. Or you can email youth@catholicparishnp.nz.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.